Hey Amanda, thanks for joining us today here at IPR.
Hi Amanda, great to be here with you.
We are talking about the Prayer Project for Virtual Flute Orchestra. And this work came about after the annual convention of the National Flute Association that was scheduled for this summer was canceled. So tell us why you decided to do this piece in response.
As COVID-19 was causing so many things to be canceled around us, it was really devastating to see the impact on everybody. And then when the flute convention was canceled, I'm very personally connected to that world. I've been to the last 5 conventions. The flutists have done a lot to get my music out there. And I have a lot of friends in that world. And I was going to have my piccolo concerto was going to be premiered at that convention. And it was just devastating for the whole community. My husband, actually, the morning that we found out it was canceled, he suggested that I arrange prayer as a way to bring comfort to my friends in that world and my colleagues through collaboration and performance of music, even though we couldn't be together in person.
And your piece, Prayer, was written just about 10 years ago now. And it was written during a very difficult time in your life, emotionally.
Well, in 2011, I found out that my mom had been diagnosed with a serious illness. And my music comes from emotional experience. And when I heard this news, I wrote my piece Prayer as a meditation on healing. And my mom is fine now, happily. She actually makes hundreds of dinners every month for shut-ins and elderly people. She's a 75-year-old woman herself, and she's out there doing tons of great things and inspiring me all the time.
Prayer originated as the second movement of your viola concerto. It's been arranged and transcribed for all kinds of instruments, but I think bar none, this is the largest configuration that the piece has been arranged for?
For sure. This project sort of defied my wildest expectations. We have 94 musicians from 17 countries performing in this arrangement for virtual flute orchestra, plus harp, plus percussion and timpani. Maestro Jen Folletta is conducting. She generously, graciously created our conducting track very early on in the process. And I never expected it to grow to be this large.
And Amanda, I gotta say, I knew like conceptually that all these kinds of flutes existed, but to see and hear all of them at the same time, I now want nothing more than to go out and find a contrabass flute.
Well, good luck, because they're pretty rare.
So if anyone out there has a contrabass flute that they would like to let me play after proper, you know, sanitation measures or but my goodness, this piece, okay, piccolo 1 and 2, flute 1 through 6,
yes,
alto flute 1, 2, and 3, bass flute 1 and 2, and contrabass flute. How did you find all of these flute players?
The flute community is very, it's a really energized community, and we're all sort of connected. And I'm friends with a lot of people in the community, and many of them own more than one flute. Like, Christy Beard, for example, is an incredible piccoloist, but she's playing bass flute in this in the video. And I have Jonathan Cohen is a friend of mine from various conventions, and he's playing contrabass flute. And Jenny Klein, I couldn't find enough bass flutes, so she put me in touch with friends of hers who are bass flutists. And everybody was so responsive and agreed very quickly I think they were happy to have an opportunity to collaborate, and people just were really generous with their time and their energy. And I got incredible videos being sent to me from all over the world.
And the National Flute Association helped you coordinate this project as well?
Yes, the National Flute Association was incredibly supportive from the get-go. I reached out to them early on, and they offered their help with in terms of covering the cost of the sound engineer and the web designer, and they've been enormously helpful with publicity. The National Flute Association is an extremely, they embody the spirit of collaboration in a way that I feel resonates with my project.
And the videographer for the prayer project is someone you know in a personal capacity.
I have to say it's the most intense collaboration we've ever had. And we've collaborated a number of times, but my husband, Micah Fink, is a wonderful documentary filmmaker. And Micah, this whole project was his idea, as I mentioned. His projects had been postponed because of the virus. So he's a freelance filmmaker. So he had some extra time, and he learned how to use the new technology. And he really, this was a full-time job for both of us for about 6 weeks. And we sat together going, syncing up the audio with the video. We sat together going through phrase by phrase and coordinating the video with what's happening in the music. So it's not just put up a whole bunch of videos and let them run for the duration of the piece, but it's very carefully choreographed to have the video really expressing what's happening in the music. We were also really conscious of representing everybody as much as possible, not just people who are famous, but everybody.
And speaking of representing everybody, you mentioned you have musicians from 17 countries, and unless my eyes are deceiving me, at least one of those flutists in this performance looks like they're just maybe a teenager or even younger. What's the age range of the performers you had?
Nina Valcheva is the daughter of one of my very closest friends, and how old is Nina? 10. She might be 11. But so the ages go across the spectrum. I have undergraduates, and I believe we do have one high school student, and we have grad students. We have people in the New York Philharmonic and the Philadelphia Orchestra and the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra. We have retired professionals. It's really just a large group of people who want to make music together in a time when that's very difficult.
And folks, if you want to see the video of the Prayer Project for Virtual Flute Orchestra, a co-production of composer Amanda Harburg and her husband, filmmaker Micah Fink, visit our website at classicalipr.org. Amanda, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today about this project.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you so much. It's great to see you and to be with you again.